I can too.
Thank you, sir.
In Bronx, San Antonio. This is Steph, San Antonio.
Hey, Ontario.
Betty Jenkins from Kansas.
Hey, Kansas.
Manitoba here.
Yes, okay, another Manitoba.
Can you need me to help you get some stuff?
Welcome.
You sure?
Yeah. 1 minute until start time. You can just join us. You are. You can start.
While I'm going.
You need yourself out.
Hey, Montreal,
Quebec. Hello, sir.
Welcome.
I've been saying this in Orlando.
Thank you.
Welcome, Orlando.
Megan.
Welcome to the call. Welcome to ICANN 2. Star 6 will background your noise. And if you just joined, tell us who you are and where you're from.
Brooklyn from Idaho.
Welcome, Idaho.
Bill Cottle from Idaho.
Bill, welcome.
Bill Cottle.
Indiana.
Indiana, welcome.
Indiana, I've been on the ground.
Welcome.
Hey, Leanna. Hi,
DJ.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
40 seconds until start time. Welcome to ICANN 2. Tell us who you are.
Mike from Logan.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. We've got the next generation on the call. Marty, did you get a hold of Mike? Mike, did you get on?
William, I'm on through land-based line. We need to look at the number next month, next week.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Hello.
All right, stand by, everybody. We're going to get this baby rolling.
Muted.
And Marty, you with me?
I am with you.
And Mike, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, stand by. We'll get the recording going.
The recording has started.
And welcome, everybody, to ICANN 2, the attitude of the millennium. We are so excited on the 10th of August to launch ICANN 2 of 2016. We had so many last-minute registrations. I know some of you are probably getting the number from friends and upline and crossline, so please, again, I want to reiterate, check your spam, check your junk. MailChimp, it's the service we use, likes to put this announcement in your spam and in your junk. If you are a Gmail account holder, you can pretty much count on that coming to the promotional file every week. So at the top of your Gmail account, if you sign in through Google, you'll see a folder up there that says social and promotional and a whole bunch of other tabs. MailChimp delivers in promotional to Gmail. So I appreciate all of the calls leading up to this, but I know you're busy, I'm busy. Please check those folders before you call looking for the announcement. And if you cannot, of course, call us, email us, and we want to help you locate that as soon as possible. So it is ICANN 2. It is a new session. I just want to go backwards a little bit first and welcome all of the ICANN 1 re-registrants. You need to understand that this course will not be the same for you because you're not the same person that began 90 days ago. You are different, we are different, and the second course of ICANN 2 will be different for you as well. For those of you joining ICANN for the first time, and ICANN 2 is your first registration, welcome. You're not going to believe what's about ready to happen to your results, to your life, and to your way of thinking. This course has proven already some unbelievable results. The graduates that we heard from last week, the results that they've attained are nothing less than earth-shattering. I just want to tell you there's a couple rules that we'd like to announce before we get started into our next 12 weeks together. Number one is we start every week on time, 4:30 on the dot. We finish on the dot. We don't usually go over. Unless we're getting close to the end and we've got a lot of testimonies we want to share, but we are 30 minutes. You all obviously got a announcement about the pre-call and the new phone number. After the call, you get a recorded message for those of you that can't make the live call every week or something comes up. You'll always have a call recorded post MailChimp sent to you with instructions of the homework, the attachment of the homework, the Spanish translation, the German translation, as well as the instructions of everything that needs to happen, like how you report next week that you've completed your homework. So yes, there is homework, and there's a lot of repetition. But before we get into that, I just want to welcome my co-host, Mike DiMuccio. You and I are not just co-hosts, we are participants. We paid for the first one, we paid for the second one, and we are students along with the rest of you. Welcome, Michael DiMuccio.
Thank you, William Todd, for your generosity, your forethought in this whole concept to begin with, and for all that you do to make the world a better place for this program and others like it. I've had nothing but an amazing time in the first 90-day experience, both learning at the same time as going through it and even contributing to some of the very little of the things that you're hearing. But my real win has been through the efforts and the results of the people who participated, and to see the results, the improvements. You've already heard this on a few calls. I look forward to hearing the results of the newest people on the call, and for those of you who are in the repeat, to build momentum. This is, I really strongly feel that we are now entering the momentum phase of this, and that group consciousness, that collaboration that happens on a much deeper level and a higher level than just the physical, is what's going to start to really show up in this next 90 days. So I'm thrilled.
Thank you, Michael. I can, too, add to participants. We'll hear some taglines. One of them, Michael and I like to talk to each other a lot about it, is we don't do negative. And we joke about that. We have a chuckle about it. But it is a trademark of ICANN attitude. We don't do negative. And so what you'll learn throughout the course is that we do everything in our power to dispel negativity. We do everything we can to shield ourselves from negative talk and negative individuals. You'll understand this as we get through this first week's homework assignment with the repetitions that we'll participate in. But the other thing you're going to hear is we're together for good. This course was designed to get the idea going that the upline, the downline, the crossline, all that stuff really doesn't matter. We're just here to be together for good. There's so much that the five areas of Nietzsche's philosophy can cover if we're together for good. So whether you're up, whether you're down, or whether you're cross, we're together for good, and we don't do negative. Where does all this come from? It comes from our host, our designer, our mapping guru of the My Five and I, Mr. Marty Jeffrey. Marty, welcome to the call.
Thank you. And I echo what our friend Michael just said, William. You're, and, you know, depth in the background. People have no idea the amount of work that you two do on a weekly basis for no pay and for very little in the way of credit. I've known you a long, long time, William. It's just really good to see you full out as a human being and doing all of this stuff, because it's the right thing to do because of your dedication to the people in this business. So, hi, everybody. I want to welcome you to ICANN 2, and it's not ICANN also or TOO. It's the second installment, or a continuation, if you will. If you're on the call as one of those who have decided to take the principle of repetition and use it, bringing it to its logical conclusion, which is redoing, re-listening, and reapplying these lessons, I want you to know that we recognize you as a serious student. We recognize you as a serious person, a student of life, and as a serious student of business. And most of all, we recognize that you are at that place in your life where you're moving most of what you do into your higher self. So there's a whole bunch of scrambling that used to go on in this type of an industry where it was all about just gathering numbers and everything. We are going to move our thinking around to creating nifty little businesses that actually serve customers in a customer-centric way. So if you're new, welcome to you. I can also tell you there are no words to prepare you for this 90-day journey, because it's an inside job. it's an inside job. It's the longest journey a human being can take, the journey inward, the journey toward the truth, the journey toward community and helping others. It's going to unsettle you. There's a good chance that some of the stuff we will bring up will unsettle you. And I always like to tell my ego, you know, if that really upsets you, why don't you take it out and use it? Because my desire is sometimes to stay comfortable, to stay in the familiar, to stay protected, outdoes my ability to do the things that I was created to do, to let through me all of the things that are possible for someone like me to do. You are the same way, and we all have something that we can do. So we hope that this will motivate you. I can promise you there's going to be times for many of you where you want to quit, or you just want to wander away, and some of the people that are retaking the course have experienced this, where you just kind of go, you know, I'm a lesson behind or whatever, I think I'll just wander away. Well, don't let that self-awareness slip. If for some reason you miss, double up, pick it up. This is the time for you to step up and claim your miracle. And most people that leave before it happens. So they never understand this journey into the self-recognition of what you're actually capable of, the awakening of the better part. Now, the ICANN culture is based, of course, in Nikan's statement of humans being more. But I would go farther than that. I would say this is a core group of people, a core group of people who believe in the products. And, you know, as one famous entrepreneur once said, if you cut them, they bleed green, because you are Nikan people. And, you know, you are determined to bring this message to friends and family. One of the exciting things that we often talk about in the background is the fact that even though Nikan had a 40-year, glorious 40-year history, it has served, you know, tens of millions of customers and remains virtually anonymous in the world. Most people have never heard of this. Our culture, just your belief in self, your belief in our community, your belief in what we're doing, will, and again, you will talk to the graduates, but what you will find is when you adopt these simple marketing principles that we will teach, that what you will unexpectedly have happen is that people will be attracted to you. And I'm sure there's a lot of you nodding right now that have had this experience. People are attracted. They don't know what it is that you have, but they want to hear about it. And that is miles away from walking up to somebody and trying to convince them to join something that they don't want to be involved in. You may be the only edition of Nikan that people ever see. And so we want to make sure that your attitude is such that you're confident, your head is clear, and you're able to bring forth the truth about these products and the experiences that people are having with the products. There's no need to make stuff up. There's no need to get, you know, mythological about some, you know, water that was discovered in a stream in the Himalayas and two camels lost their hump and 40 other people lived to 160. You don't need to do any of that stuff. The results will speak for themselves. But what we want to do is remove from you anything that stands between you and serving a customer. What we want to remember is that we're doing this because we need to be good. We need to be good because they need us to be good. Our customers need us to be the best we that we can be. So, I you know, again, for those of you repeating the course, first of all, thank you for the confidence, the vote of confidence in coming back here. But I just have to recognize that, you know, that this thing's burning in you. This is something that you need to do to express. And we're just delighted to be on the trip with you to kind of maybe push you to the next level, attract you to the next best self that you can be. So, welcome. And, William, I'm going to hand it back to you if you have anything else. I guess we might want to include the idea that you knew people on the phone at the end of this call will receive a password so that you can do the SAQ, the self-awareness quiz that you can mail out. Maybe just a quick word on this quiz. It is our culture. It is our culture. It is what NECAN has been differentiated for from its inception. Healthy bodies, healthy minds, families, society, and of course, healthy finances. This has been the core, working in each of these areas. This little self-awareness quiz is designed to help people identify where they are struggling. It's not, there's no right or wrong, there's no right score or bad score, but we know from these results exactly, people can see exactly where they need to do some work in their life. On the other side of things, if you're new, you will receive a thing called an actions form. And this actions form is a sort of artificial intelligence assessment, if you will, of what those scores mean in terms of how we can approach that person. Think of it this way. If you had a friend who knew someone you wanted to talk to, you might go to that friend and say, tell me about them, and they would give you some impressions, like, don't ever bring up fishing. Don't do this. Do this, but don't do that. That's what this quiz will do for you. It'll give you a really good line to come in terms of approaching somebody and talking about them. And they will know that you care. They will have a sense that you understand. And we as human beings need to have someone care and someone understand. So it's a very, very powerful tool. You're welcome to it just because you are in ICANN too. So welcome everybody. And now back to you, William.
Thank you, Marty. And just so a lot of you are, you know, clear on what happens from here on out. So before I put my two cents on that feeling that you get with SAQ and what your prospects get, I want to share with everybody about what's going to happen post call. You're going to get an email, and it's going to have a lot of buttons to click and a lot of things to read every single week. And what I want you guys all to do is realize that this is very important instruction that we read, and that we really pay attention to those post email recordings. Of course, you can listen to this recording again, no problem. But what we want to really make sure is clear is that there's very important instructions on that post email that everybody gets. Number one is, today, in a few hours, you're going to receive an email that has a button that you can click to listen to this call as many times as you like. But there's also going to be a homework that can be downloaded and printed. And this homework assignment this week is called the ICANN Attitude. Now, what the ICANN attitude lesson is about repetition. And it requires that we read that 5 times a day, not 4, not 3, not 2, not 1, but 5 times a day for an entire week. So when you get this lesson and you start reading it once, we're going to ask you to read it twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, every day. And then before midnight next Tuesday, there's a button that you'll be able to click that sends a direct email to Marty saying, I did the homework assignment. Now, some of you are saying, this sounds so elementary. This sounds like I'm back in grade school. Well, there's a reason that we do repetition. And Mike, if you could just come on the phone one more time and just give your testimony as to this key of repetition, because you did it. I did it last ICANN one. We're doing it again this time because there's two ways to change habits. You can do it through an emotional impact, or you can do it through repetition. Now, I'm going to give you an example of emotional impact. My father was diagnosed with COPD, and this was back in his 50s, when he was my age, I am today, when he was in his 50s, and the doctor said, quit smoking, or you're going to die early. You have COPD. And my father quit smoking. He had an emotional impact from a medical professional, and it was keep smoking and die, or, you know, quit smoking and live. That's a pretty emotional impact for somebody to hear, and it was enough to rattle his cage to just go cold turkey and stop smoking. We choose, instead of emotional impact here at NECAN, to use repetition. So, Mike, if you could just comment for just a second on, you know, your first, you know, experience of repetition and how critical it is that you remain self-disciplined in this exercise for the next 90 days.
William, I can go even further back than my 90 days with me, Ken. When my first real experience of this process at work was when I had set a goal to achieve Royal Diamond. And one of the things that I created upon instruction of my mentor was a goal card. And on the back side of that goal card was something that I repeated to myself that I needed to continue to repeat to myself in order to stay focused and on point and keep me in the right frame of mind, because it's so easy to wander, so easy for our mind to wander into the negative. Wherever that groove is cut in your life, wherever that came from, is where you're going to be tending to move toward, especially when you're challenged with something that may be a big goal, for instance, or maybe an obstacle or perceived obstacle. Whenever you're challenged, that's when we go into the fear or flight or whatever they call fright or flight condition. So it's only through the repetition that you can strengthen the muscle that will respond to the situation in the way that you want it to, rather than the one that you've been programmed to or your habitual thinking has brought you to. Again, another example of how this works is just in the everyday world we live in, through commercial advertising. If advertising didn't work, it wouldn't be so much of an industry. Advertising clearly works. If all advertising is spaced repetition of a message, and so they're trying to invoke a certain emotion or a mood associated with a brand or a concept on a spaced repetition so that it impacts the subconscious mind. You're not even aware that it's happening, but it is happening. And that's where you get those cravings and those thoughts or those notions and create a certain loyalty to something that you maybe didn't do on a conscious level. The subconscious mind is what ultimately controls what we do. And that has been programmed from birth. So if we're going to move into a thinking process and an action where our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions are consistent, we're going to have to work at it. Because if you really consider how consistent your thoughts, feelings, and actions are, you'd probably agree they're not very consistent at all. And so it's going to take some work. And the work comes in the repetition. It's the spaced repetition where you're actually advertising to yourself. And that's how you're building that subconscious muscle to go into a certain memory mode and an automatic pilot, so to speak, in the direction you want it to go concerning your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. You will begin to experience the when you're out of alignment. And that's so critical, because then you can bring yourself back into alignment rather than continue on that tangent. And so for me, the thing that kept me focused was the repetition. That was the one thing that kept me going through the adversity that absolutely guaranteed you're going to experience the second you set a goal to achieve something new or something bigger than you've done before. It's almost as if the gates of hell of the universe open up and says, oh yeah, you think so, huh? And so you're faced with that challenge. And so the way to overcome it, the easiest way to overcome it, is to continually remind yourself of a new way of thinking. Move into the feelings that are responsive and an alignment to that thinking. And then you'll start to see the actions follow that thinking as well and that feeling as well. And the reverse is true. If you start to do things in a certain way, you'll start to follow your feelings around that. So this is all tried, true, tested, proven, and I've experienced it personally. And I can even point to one exact moment in time. Had it not been for this, I probably would not have achieved my goal, and it was a doozy of a goal.
Thank you, Mike. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, part of this repetition, it's flexible. If you want to upload this lesson in your voice in your iPhone where you can play it back and listen to it, if you want to read it, if you want to write it out 5 times a day, which I highly recommend, or even use your non-dominant hand to write it out, unbelievable things are going to happen to you. But I want to reiterate, this week, this first week, the idea of getting down this self-discipline is so critical. If you're going to get every amount of effort and energy out of this first week of I Can Too, it's the repetition. The last thing you want to have happen at all expenses, at all costs, is to be able to say, you know what, I went 3 days and I forgot the fourth day, or I went 4 days and I just missed the fifth day. You want to be fully committed this week, right now, because over the next 90 days, if you can get through this week, 90 days like there's no tomorrow. So with that being said, I just want to close up on the other thing that's going to be on that message. Marty mentioned the password. Whenever you go to iCanAttitude.com,
This is where you registered for the course. There's a little thing there on the way down the scroll that's called FAQ. I like to refer to it as Sasquatch because it's quite the animal. It is probably one of the most unique, if not the most profitable tool in prospecting in the industry that we're involved in. Why? Because never can a company say that we have a quiz that is built around our philosophy. They may have a quiz about how to earn money. They may have a quiz about how the products work. They may have a quiz about your understanding of a technology. But no company has a quiz that's built around their philosophy and then sends you, the invitee, after you've invited 1, 2, 3, 4, 90 people, just a first name, last name, and an email address, whenever they get the invitation, whenever they take the quiz, whenever they complete finish button, they get their results. They can see. You can't see their results, but they can see their results. And then just after that, you get an email. Immediately after that, their reading of their quiz, you get an email that says, hey, William Todd just took the quiz. And here's a little something that you may or may not know about William Todd in mind, in body, in family, in society, and finances. So then, like Marty Jeffrey did to me, he called me up and he said, hey, William, I saw you took the quiz. I did take the quiz, Marty. What did you think about it, William? Well, yeah, no, it was interesting. I got some low scores I need to deal with. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about that. And he knew exactly what to say and when to say it regarding just a little bit of information and how to say it to me. Absolutely brilliant. Gives me goosebumps to talk about it again today. So this is the knee-kin feeling. This is what, you know, enormous CEOs of like the caliber of Steve Jobs at Apple said that, you know, the iTunes gives people a feeling. The iPod gives people a feeling. The iPhone gives people a feeling. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Because you're now a member of ICANN2, you get access to the FAQ, and you get to give all your prospects a feeling of what ICANN is. So very excited about that. Look for that password on your post email as well as your homework, as well as there's a little click button that says click here on completion of your homework. That's a direct email to Marty Jeffrey, and he gets that. Nobody else sees that, and he can see that you have completed your homework. He also gets to measure the kind of growth that you have over the next 12 weeks. And this, ladies and gentlemen, we just came away from witnessing what's happened, and we cannot wait for it to happen again. So, you know, as we like to say it here at ICANN, we're together for good. We don't do negative. And the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his or her future by merely changing his or her attitude. And this is ICANN Attitude. Marty and Michael, I'll let you have closing comments. Then to you, Marty, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks. I just want to remind everyone again, you might get your emails in a spam. If you haven't already experienced that, I had a few text messages while we were on this call, so that's a possibility. If you heard that anyone had any trouble getting in on the call, just let us know if they were dialing the right number. We may have an issue with that number in certain regions in Canada, I found. Other than that, guys, you have so much to look forward to. Those of you who are already on the ICANN, this culture that Ben referred to in one of my posts online, that we are creating this upbeat, very positive culture, I think is the beginning of something big in NICAN. It's been my dream since the very beginning to create a feeling, an environment that was consistent with the spirit of Mr. Masuda, who founded this company with a simple idea, and that idea was to help people feel better and become better. And so with this program, I think we are definitely leading the path, leading the way, in NICAN world over in terms of creating that experience and that culture from within, which is going to spill out and help us attract a lot more people. Thank you.
I'll just close by saying if you could take 90 days at any time in your life, looking back on your life, my life is around 80,000 days, if you took 90 days at any point in your life that could change the trajectory of your life, you know where those places were, and you didn't do it, now's the time to set that straight. The past has no power over the future. You are going to be everything that that you're capable of being when you resign yourself to the idea where you make yourself accountable to your own growth. I do read all those emails. I will reply to you as soon as I can. Very, very many times we have a little dialogue going. But, I mean, there are quite a number of you. So if I don't reply right away, please don't be put off. Sooner or later, we're going to have a word or two. Anyway, thanks for joining us. And back to you, William. Good night, everybody.
All right, everybody. We're together for good. We don't do negative. And let's get off this phone and keep going on our I Can attitude. We'll see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a safe and productive week, everybody.